This is Gene Rayburn, your Saturday Night Monitor host. Each weekend, I and others of the NBC Radio Monitor program bring the eventful and exciting happenings that take place throughout the world to some 30 million Monitor listeners coast to coast on the NBC Radio network. But right now, the big news I have is exclusively for you and your Bankers Life Company associates. Starting on November 7th, NBC Radio's Monitor goes to work for you every weekend. Bankers Life Company will sponsor the latest international news on NBC's Ring Around the World reports. And with every Ring Around the World news program, millions of weekend Monitor listeners will hear all about your company, your products, and most important, about you, with sales messages like this.
What do you expect from insurance? A hot new plan? A brilliant new idea? Or common sense coverage that protects you from the moment you buy it, that adapts to fit your changing needs? Well, that's the kind of protection you get from Bankers Life of Des Moines. Bankers Life develops insurance for you and your ever-changing needs. Today, maybe you want insurance to guarantee an income for your family, regardless of what happens to you. In 15 years, you might want your insurance to help cover the children's education. In 30 years, a comfortable retirement income from your insurance could be just what you want. Bankers Life of Des Moines provides insurance for all your requirements. Sensible insurance, ingenious insurance, adaptable insurance that's specifically designed for your needs. If you get to know your local Bankers Life man, you'll be pleased and surprised about the way he thinks about insurance as it fits your needs not just now, but years from now. This kind of human needs planning since 1879 has made Bankers Life of Des Moines one of America's top 25 life insurance companies today.
This is the first time that the Bankers Life Company has used national radio as a selling medium. Naturally, the people at Bankers Life are excited about this new venture, and we here at NBC are just as delighted to have you as one of our Monitor advertisers. I'll be back in a moment to tell you more about America's favorite weekend listening habit, Monitor, but right now, I'd like to switch you to radio station WHO in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, WHO is an NBC affiliate station, and their outstanding news director, Jack Shelley, is waiting to interview the president of the Bankers Life Company, Mr. Earl Bucknell. So without further ado, here now is Jack Shelley.
This is Jack Shelley in the newsroom of radio station WHO here in Des Moines. And with me is President Earl Bucknell. Mr. Bucknell, I understand starting November 7th, the Bankers Life Company is going to be one of the sponsors on NBC Monitor.
That's right, Jack. We've decided to give national radio a try.
Well, this may be your first time on national radio, Mr. Bucknell, but I happen to know that Bankers Life Company was one of the real pioneers of radio advertising.
Yes, in the early days of radio, Bankers Life used to own and operate this very radio station. I think we sold it to you folks back in 1930.
Well, it's nice to have you back as a sponsor on NBC Monitor. We think it's one of radio's top shows. And if I told you how many millions listen to Monitor each weekend, Mr. Bucknell, you'd think we were bragging.
I'll tell you, Jack, it's reaching those millions of people that prompted us to give national radio a good test. We feel it will be a fine change of pace in our advertising program. Naturally, we've done a lot of thinking about this, and we feel our radio commercials will enable us to talk to people we've never been able to reach before.
I'm sure of that, Mr. Bucknell, and the NBC Monitor Show, with all its variety of sports, news, music, comedy, and special features, appeals to the adult audience. I'm sure that's the people you want to reach.
That's right. We all love children, but very few of them purchase life insurance. We want to talk to the moms and dads who do buy it.
I'm sure you'll find Monitor to be a good salesman.
I hope so, because it's going to be backing up a lot of great salesmen. That's basically why we're going on Monitor, to help make our men's job easier by promoting them and their products on national radio. We here at the home office are definitely excited about this new national advertising program, and we think our field force will be excited too.
No doubt they will, because the Bankers Life message will be coming into their own community every Saturday and Sunday. Mr. Bucknell, it's been nice visiting with you, and we look forward to Bankers Life Company on Monitor this weekend. And now let's go back to New York for some more details about Monitor.
Thank you, Jack, and thank you, Mr. Bucknell, for your interesting comments on the Banker's Life campaign on NBC's Monitor. That monitor identification tone which you just heard is familiar to millions of people every weekend. They've been hearing it for over 9 years now, and that's not all they've been hearing. Every weekend on Monitor, you'll enjoy listening to such top talents as Jonathan Winters, Nichols and May, Ethel and Albert, Phyllis Diller, Mel Allen, Joe Garagiola, plus the outstanding NBC News team, Chet Huntley, Morgan Beatty, Frank McGee, and many others stationed around the world. Your company has many plans for helping you take direct advantage of this exciting advertising campaign on NBC's Monitor. We in the radio field know that to get the greatest benefit from advertising, it has to promote you, and you in turn have to promote it. In a few days, you'll be receiving more word from your home office on ways to capitalize on this Banker's Life advertising campaign on Monitor. On the other side of this record, we prepared for your entertainment pleasure the very best for Monitor Comedy Time. We hope you enjoy it. This is Gene Rayburn wishing you, Banker's Life salesman, every success in the coming year with NBC Radio's Weekend Monitor, making millions of sales calls and new customers for you.
Monitor Comedy Time, presented every weekend on the NBC Radio Network. Monitor, the program that will be sponsored by Bankers Life Company of Des Moines. Now let's sit back and enjoy the wonderful comedy talents of Monitor's own Mike Nichols and Elaine May.
Hello.
Hello, Nancy?
No, it isn't. I'm sorry you have the wrong number.
Is this Rector 44445?
No, it isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't hang up.
Why not?
I don't know. You sound very nice.
Thank you. You've got the wrong number. Why don't you try dialing again?
Well, what number is this?
This is not Rector 4445, whatever you said it was.
I don't understand, because I am dialing Rector 44445.
Why don't you call the operator? What a wonderful idea that might be.
Well, now, listen, don't get angry.
I'm not angry.
What number is this?
This is not Rector 44445.
Yeah, but I didn't say what it was, and I said, what is it?
Well, it isn't what you want.
Well, we don't know that.
Yes, we do. We know that very well. I know that. Now, I'd like you to know it, too, and then we can know it. It'll be a secret that we share.
What do you look like?
I'm very beautiful.
Well, you don't sound like you're very busy right now.
Yes, I'm not very busy. I have nothing at all to do.
Well, maybe you'd like to make a new friend.
No, I don't think so. I have enough friends as it is. Too many.
Are you sure?
Quite positive.
Well, aren't you even curious about me?
No, not at all.
But listen, this might be the big thing in your life.
Yes, it might. What a pity, because I'm going to have to miss it.
But why don't you take a chance? Listen, why don't you let me come up and you take a look at me, and if you don't like me, you can just slam the door in my face. Now, that's a deal.
It's not necessary. I don't like you from talking to you.
Well, then why haven't you hung up?
Oh, what a good idea.
Here's Monitor comedy star, laughable Jonathan Winters.
Today we're speaking with the oldest living airline stewardess, Mrs. Maud Frickert. Well, just how old are you, Miss...
87.
87?
87.
Are you still active on one of the lines?
Active? I'm active as all get out.
What is your feeling about the new ruling that stewardesses must quit
at
the age of 32?
I think this is a grave mistake. These kids that have given their lives, it's a wrong thing. I've opened a new flight school for these kiddies that are dropouts at 32, and it's a whole new way of life for them. What I do is put them on freight flights. It's not fun traveling with bobcats and chickens, you know, and candy and canned goods, but it beats, you know, at least you don't have to put up with customers and passengers. I mean,
Well, are you able to carry out your duties? I notice you have a cane there.
Oh, that's for beating off clowns in lines. I can get right aboard that way. I fake it a lot, you know, and they always let an older person go aboard. And notice my cane is golden. And I go right into the lines and wrap a couple of them in on the skull and say, give me a seat.
Well, could you tell us about some of the early
flights? No, I can't. Oh, some of the early flights.
Way back when...
Yes, once Rickenbacker and I were in school together, I was a woman that they never publicized because I seen Eddie Chicken out and Von Richthofen in the same day. I come in between them in a glider. And I had a man painted on the side of my ship with a hat in his hand, and he was... had a silly bathing suit on. It was a wild thing. They used to call me Molly the Marauder. And I literally downed 146 on both sides.
What were some of the duties in the when you were back in the old
days? What were some of my duties?
Yes.
Sit with the pilots and have fun with them.
I see. Well, do you have any words for stewardesses that are about to go into their training now? Any advice to them?
Look for a man with expensive jewelry and sit with him.
And direct from Mount Ida, here's Monitor comedy star Charlie Weaver.
Hi, folks, this is Charlie Weaver, bringing in some hot flashes direct from our correspondent in Mount Ida. Here it is, a letter from Mama. She says, Dear Canoe, Mama always called me that when I was little because she had to paddle me so much. Things are fine in Mount Ida, she goes on. Yesterday, somebody's pet peacock got into our chicken yard with all of our hens. It was the first one your father ever seen. He come rushing into the house and he says, Hey, what do you think? One of our chickens is in bloom. Oh, he's so proud of that peacock, he brought him into the house. Later, Grandpa Ogg dropped by. He took one look at the peacock, sat down on the rocker and says, By George, I'm finally going to get to see that bonanza in full color. Then the peacock walked over to Grandpa, gave him a peck on the nose. Grandpa leaped out of the chair and says, What's going on here? Your father says, That peacock is live. Grandpa says, Well, it's sure a lead pipe since he ain't on film. Oh, your father's just crazy about that peacock. He finally brought it right into bed with us. Next day, Doc Beamish dropped in, and he told your father it wasn't healthy to have that bird sleeping with us. And your father says, That's all you know about it, Doc. Why, you've never seen a healthier peacock in your life. Well, son, I must close now and go help your father carry a 200-pound sack of sugar up into the woods. I don't know what he's cooking up there, but you never seen a happier bunch of birds and squirrels in your life. Love, Mama.
Monitor, heard and enjoyed by millions of radio listeners coast to coast. Monitor, the program that will carry Bankers Life Company of Des Moines sales messages across America every weekend on the NBC Radio Network.